Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. It's time for a catch-up solo episode, and I'm going to share a big aha moment that I had last week and why it is so important for us to really honor this one thing and totally how it applies to our money mindset. So I just ate 3 chocolate chip cookies before recording this, and I have a cup of tea in front of me. The baby is napping. So let's see if I can get this solo episode in before it's time for us to head to swim class. I think we will. But I have been under the weather for over a week. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It must be the season, but I swear to you, I always thought I had the best immune system. I would always tell people I don't get sick. I've got such a strong immune system. You know, I take my vitamins, I should say vitamins. I've lived here in the US for too long if I'm automatically saying vitamins. I take my elderberry, I'm pretty healthy. And I've had this virus cold cough for a week now. And I think I've just come to the realization that basically before I didn't live with a toddler. So that's fun. So I am saying that just to say, I'm sorry if I sound a little bit nasally or sniffly. That is why mentally, I'm all here. Physically, we're just pushing through some things. So I want to take you back to actually almost exactly a week ago. I was busy on my laptop trying to get as much as I possibly could get done before my daughter wakes up, because my nanny leaves at 3 on the work days when I work. And so I normally have about an extra hour or so, depending on how well she's sleeping before she wakes up, where I can kind of get my last minute things done. And so I was working on, I think at that point it was like a landing page or an email sequence for an up and coming launch that I'm in. And then she woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's time. We need to rush to swim class. I need to get my bathing suit. I need to get her bathing suit. And I was running through my bedroom, into my closet, grabbing the stuff, and I ran out and I stubbed my toe so badly that it was instantly painful, instantly couldn't walk on it, and it instantly started to go a bit blue. Luckily, it was fine, but for 24 hours, it was really painful. And I had to obviously cancel swim class. And I heard, I kid you not, in that moment, somebody, the universe, my higher self, I don't know, someone say to me, probably me to myself, because this is what I had probably been feeling anyway, was the words, Helena, slow down. And I really took that toe stub as a big message from the universe that that's exactly what I needed to do. Because truth be told, I was completely in a rushing energy, not really just to do with going to swim class. It was something deeper than that. You see, I am in a launch phase in my business. I am gearing up and putting all the moving pieces in place for my first proper launch, I would say, since returning from maternity leave. And I am so excited for what I'm creating and what I'm putting out there and for this very focused level of support that I'm going to be going all in my business. And I was putting a lot of self-imposed pressure on that, needing to be done by a certain time and as quickly as possible. So I had, as of last week, I had the date set in mind for when I'd be running my How to Become a Money Magnet bootcamp, my free live training. And I was kind of pushing up against that deadline, thinking about all of the 100 things that needed to be done by the time that that would go live, or I would go live, I should say. So it kind of felt like I was giving myself this window between then and when this live event would be for everything to be done. And in that space of needing everything to be done, I was in kind of a pushing energy. I was in a rushing energy. And I think I honestly already felt this niggling feeling of like, it doesn't have to be done by then. Like, why are you rushing? But I was still putting that pressure on myself until I stubbed my toe. And I swear, I just took that evening and was like, okay, I literally unpublished a podcast episode that was going to go out and announcing the dates. I unscheduled Instagram posts that I will still use. I will still use all of these things. But I decided that I was no longer ready to announce the dates for them. Even though they're coming soon, it's going to happen very, very soon. In fact, who knows, by the time that this podcast episode goes live, the dates might already be announced. But what I decided to not do was rush to a deadline. And I'll tell you why in a minute and how this really applies to your money mindset and all of our money mindset. And instead, what I've decided to do for this launch is create everything from the most empowered place, to have fun creating everything, to enjoy the process of knowing that everything is done. And when I say done, I'm talking about the back end stuff, because there is quite a lot of moving pieces, like different email sequences and landing pages and automations that just have to be in place. If you run a webinar, if you've ever run a free training, then you'll understand this. And sometimes you can get into one of these things and then you realize, oh my gosh, there's still this and this and this to be done. And there's more than I thought I needed to be done and all of those things. But instead of pushing to get it done by this deadline, I'm going to focus on all of those things feeling really, really good and then announcing the dates. And here's why. If I approach this deadline from a rushed energy, two things will happen. One, I'll be approaching my goal and the energy around the launch from a needy energy. Because when we're rushing, what we actually have to look at is what we're rushing towards. What is it that we're trying or hoping to feel on the other side of achieving this goal or creating this? And often what we do without realizing it is that we place a hidden expectation on our goals. So we place this needy weight on top of the goals that say, I'm not already this thing, but when I get to this place, when I achieve this goal, then I'll be able to feel that thing. And what we do in doing that is create a disconnect between us and the thing that you actually want to create. And you say, I'm not yet at that frequency. I'm not yet at that level. I'm not yet even deserving of feeling this thing that I want to feel until I reach my goal. So you're trying to reach somewhere without actually being on the same level as it, as that thing. And that creates a big disconnect. And not only does it push the goal further away, it can also create major disappointment when you do actually reach the goal or create the thing, because you maybe don't actually feel the thing that you thought you were going to feel from that hidden expectation. And that can create a spiral of patterns. And we want to break that pattern by creating an interrupt. But also, when we're rushing to create or achieve something, things can really fall through the gaps. And you may not feel like you're producing the quality of content or work or even just energy around the thing that you're working towards at the highest level. And when you know that you're showing up as your best self and at your highest level, you are instantly going to be more magnetic, because there's going to be a power and there's going to be a confidence behind that, versus rushing to get something out there or rushing to achieve something for the sake of achieving it, instead of actually feeling fully confident about what it is that you're creating. So from this little toe stubbing incident, I have felt such a relief in my nervous system. And it's kind of called me to step up in a bigger way. And I can feel myself moving through the pieces, probably at almost the same speed, I'd say, but at a deeper level than I would if I was rushing to get there. And I can feel that the quality of what I'm producing is coming from a place where I'm already safe within my nervous system, where I already feel supported. In fact, I'm probably leaning on even more support because of this, instead of trying to do it all myself from that place of, I've just got to get it done. You know what I mean? That, oh, I just got to tick it off the list. And as a result of this, my plan really is that once I announce dates, I will have about a 2-week window in which I don't have to worry about the back end stuff because it will have already been created. And now I get to show up as my best self. I get to lean into a deeper level of self-care. I get to nourish myself. I get to create more space in my calendar. Yes, more space in a launch rather than hectic energy. And I get to focus on being my most magnetic self. So I get to create space to do my own money mindset work and my own healing and make sure that I'm showing up to this launch as my most abundant self. And that naturally is going to create very different results. So I'm saying this because we can take the same actions. I'm creating the same things. I'm still doing the same launch, but I'm doing it from a very different place. So same actions, but different beliefs behind those actions. And that will equal very different results. Because the truth is, abundance is not attracted to the hustle and to the rush. So this is my invitation for you to slow down in order to actually become more magnetic, in order to actually create deeper and wider results for yourself. So if your natural response is to hustle, push, or rush towards a goal, my invitation for you today is to really take a step back and ask yourself, what it is that you're rushing towards? What is it that you're hoping to feel on the other end of this? And then I have some journal prompts for you or some questions that could support you in leaning even further into this so that you can shift the energy in your nervous system. So how would you show up to your goals if you knew you were fully supported every step of the way? What if you decided to enjoy the journey rather than just focus on the destination? Like, what if the planning phase and the building phase got to be one of the most exciting parts of the journey? And what would happen if you waited until it felt so aligned to launch that thing you've been working on? What would that look like? What would that feel like? And how would you show up? Because I want you to remember that what is meant for you is coming your way. It may not come in the timing that you want to put pressure on it to come, but it is coming in perfect timing. And sometimes, hopefully, you don't need to stub your toe to remember this, but sometimes you just need to take a deep breath and slow down and just trust that everything is working out the way that it should. So watch this space because I do have some exciting announcements coming. I'm taking even more time than I would have before to pour some amazing extra bonuses and modules into the new launch of my money mindset program. I'm so, so excited for it. And I'm only going to open doors once I feel like this baby is ready. And that's coming soon. I can feel it. So if you want to jump on the wait list while I'm behind the scenes pouring my heart and soul into it, then you can click on the show note link. It will allow you to jump on the wait list and you will receive a very special extra bonus when doors do officially open. And you get to be one of the first people to hear about one of my fast action bonuses that you will not want to miss out on because it includes working with me one-to-one. So it's going to be very, very powerful and honestly worth the entire investment of the program itself. So jump on that wait list. Doors are opening in just a few short weeks. As I said, I'm not announcing dates today on this podcast episode because I want to make sure that it is so aligned when I do. And I will also be hosting that free live training, which is going to just be powerful within itself. So watch out for the links for that. If you're not already doing so, come and follow me at I Am Helena Grace or download my free money magnet meditation. I'll drop the link to that in the show notes as well, because one, that's instant and an instant abundance activator for you, but also you'll be on my community email list, and those people are always the first to hear about anything that I'm doing. So make sure that you're on that list so that you know everything that's happening behind the scenes. But I hope that this little short episode really allows you to give permission for yourself to just drop into what your authentic self really needs right now. And I want to just let you know and leave this message with you that you get to achieve your goals and you get to achieve really big success. And you get to feel safe and comfortable while doing that too. Your nervous system gets to feel rested and at peace, even as you work towards your goals. And that's something I'm really inviting into my body on a deeper level this year as well. So sending you lots and lots of love, and I hope you have a beautiful, gorgeous rest of your day. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.